US core CPI inflation for January, which came in hotter than expected, will continue to dominate markets this year, causing a recalibration of Fed expectation to push back the anticipated first cut later in 2024. Inflation is down significantly from peak levels, but there is some chance its underlying level has stalled at higher levels rather than trending toward the Fed 2% annual goal. Economic activity has been expanding at a solid pace, with an annualized growth of 3.3% in 2023, driven by consumption of food services, accommodation, and healthcare. With a large beat in the US non-farm payrolls and services inflation not presenting a cooling sign, the Fed may be tempted to hold rates at current level for longer.
The market has now completely priced out of a March rate cut, falling from a 90% chance before the February FOMC meeting. The start of the first rate cut has been pushed back beyond May. The Fed has had a material shift in the soft landing scenario. Current market pricing is now printing a 100 basis point cut by June, and we think we're edging closer to the realms of normalcy here. At the start of the year, global market was positioned for 5.5 rate cut. Now it is about 3.5. So in our eyes, the market is pricing in way too much premium, which should erode over time, or at least to be transferred into quarter four and beyond.
From an FX perspective, the recent USD data has further fueled the dollar bullish narrative, and we expect the USD to remain king in the next coming few months. Key levels to watch are 105 in the dollar index, a break above which will target 107 and an eventual test of 110. We also maintain a short bias in the euro, and keeping euro shorts should pay off in the medium term. We expect a test of 106 soon, a break below which will target the Q4 2023 lows of 104.50.